This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States is denying an Iranian report about a prisoner swap with the U.S. in exchange for billions of dollars. Iranian state television said on Sunday Tehran would free four Americans accused of spying in a trade for four Iranians held in the U.S. and the release of $7 billion in frozen oil funds blocked under United States sanctions. Washington denies that any agreement has been reached. Iran has been holding recent talks with world powers trying to revive the 2015 nuclear accord. Tehran has been looking for sanctions relief and claims some $20 billion of its oil revenue has been frozen in countries like South Korea, Iraq, and China. Fighting between Afghan government forces and the Taliban has left more than 100 insurgents dead in the past 24 hours, the defense ministry said Sunday. The deadly weekend is happening as the U.S. military handed over a base in southern Afghanistan a day after it formally began withdrawing its remaining troops from the country. Fighting on the ground has continued in recent months without a peace deal as efforts aimed at ending the 20-year conflict have failed. The U.S. military officially began withdrawing its remaining 2,500 troops from the country on Saturday, as ordered by President Joe Biden last month. Israel observed a day of mourning Sunday for 45 people crushed to death at a Jewish religious festival with flags lowered to half-staff. At the same time, questions have been raised about accountability for one of the country's worst civilian disasters. In accordance with Jewish tradition, funerals were held with as little delay as possible. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British football fans invaded their own team's pitch in protest on Sunday before Manchester United's match against Liverpool. The start of the match was delayed and then postponed after about 100 fans managed to make their way onto the grass protesting United's owners, the Glazer family. Players were kept at hotels as the match was supposed to be played behind closed doors because of COVID-19 restrictions. There was also a large crowd outside the Old Trafford Stadium in Manchester, and there were clashes with police as they moved in to disperse the crowd. Fans have been angry toward the Glazers since the failed European Super League project collapsed last month. Many want its American owners to sell the team. India's new coronavirus cases dipped slightly Sunday, but deaths from COVID-19 jumped by a record, with one more state going into lockdown. This as the nation's healthcare system is unable to cope with the massive caseload. Indian hospitals, morgues, and crematoriums have been overwhelmed as the country has reported more than 300,000 daily cases for more than 10 days straight. Many families have been left on their own scrambling for medicines and oxygen. The Indian Express newspaper reported Sunday the country's COVID-19 task force has advised the federal government to impose a national lockdown. The UK said Sunday it was sending an extra 1,000 oxygen ventilators to India as a group of doctors staged their own intervention by offering long-distance telemedicine from Britain. British Foreign Secretary is set to meet India's External Affairs Minister Monday prior to the G7 talks this week in London. And the group of seven richest countries will look at a proposal to build a rapid response mechanism to counter Russian propaganda and disinformation, the British foreign minister told Reuters. He's speaking ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting and said the UK was getting the G7 to come together to counter Russian misinformation. This will be the first such in-person meeting in 2 years. Berlin police said Sunday they had arrested more than 250 people after May Day rallies descended into unacceptable violence that saw protesters pelt officers with stones and bottles and set fire to bins. Around 30,000 people from across the political spectrum took part in several marches in the German capital Saturday as part of the traditional Labor Day workers' rights demonstrations. Police said most of the demonstrations were peaceful. Find more on the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.